In terms of that meeting of G7 finance ministers, what kind of economic pressures could the G7 put on Russia to ramp up the pressure?
Again, not much. They're talking about various assets being, you know, Russian frozen assets being, the money's taken from that, used to finance the Ukrainian war effort. Fine, you can do that. Ukraine will get more money. Great, they can buy more weapons. But what's the bottom line to all this? The Russians are winning the war on the ground and in the air. And the only way that the Europeans, the Ukrainians, Canadians, Americans are trying to pressure the Russians to stop, never mind lose, stop, is economics. And on that one, that's a tough road for them to actually succeed in pushing the Russians to where they want them to be. The Russians have the full support of China, India as well. They have multiple workarounds in place. So I think this is a bit, if I might say, a desperate attempt by the West to pressure the Russians to come to a ceasefire and stop on the road to defeating Ukraine.